Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive pricing, quality furniture, and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. By the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And by Kate's Hair Studio, get a fantasy global tan at Kate's Hair Studio on 817 Main Street in Clarion. And we welcome you into week number 9 of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network. We are live inside the Clarion Mall, southern part of District 9. A big hello to all our affiliate stations out there tonight, those that have joined us and will be joining us soon. And a hello to those of you listening on D9Sports.com. I'm Dustin Kiefer. He's Chris Rossetti. As we have a great show planned for you tonight, some great interviews, including one interview that's already done. We actually did an interview at 9 o'clock tonight because one of our games ended before 9 o'clock. Record pace at Ridgeway tonight in that football game. We also have some guests from Punxsutawney High School joining us tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. The All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard, of course, is on the way in just a moment. We'll take a look at the playoff picture as well as we head into week number 10 next week. But first of all, I guess welcome to winter, everybody, because it went straight from...
Boo!
Yeah, I agree completely. But it went straight from, what, 60-degree, 55-degree nights to whatever this is outside tonight.
There was snow on the ground on Wednesday, Dustin, in Clarion.
I know.
Snow. It's October.
I live in Clarion County.
It's October.
Just think of our folks that are listening in the northern parts of District 9.
Yeah, but they're used to it.
I suppose. Hey, let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Chris, I know we're still getting scores rolling in, so if you happen to have an update...
I'll do them.
You do it?
If I happen
to have an update...
There you go. Just
I'll yell at you.
There you go.
All right.
We got AML crossover games this week, being week 9 with the AML title game next week, and the AML not realizing they were 10 weeks in a regular season, and they could have played actual division games this week, but whatever. We got crossover games. They do not count in divisional standings. Kane, late in the fourth quarter, was leading Cowdersport 28-20. Do we have an update on that, Dustin?
The answer is no.
Okay, so we're going to just assume that game still might be going on. Otto Eldred in come-from-behind fashion beats Elk County Catholic 22-15 to send the Crusaders to 0-9 on the year. This game took an hour and 51 minutes. Ridgeway 8, Smethport nothing. It was scoreless at the half. The third time this year that Ridgeway has been scoreless at halftime. That's unbelievable. Kerwinsville showing that the AML South, which we already knew, is way better than the AML North.
Sure.
38-14 over AML North champion Sheffield. Who you think would get crushed by Kane next week, but geez, Kane hasn't really shown up for 2 weeks now, so who knows. Late in the third quarter, it was Brockway 42, Port Allegheny 18. In District 10, Region 5, I thought this score went final. It did go final.
Yep, 56-35.
Yeah, 56-35.
Whatever you just reason. Didn't refresh.
I did refresh.
And you know, our All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard specifically says at the top, does it not?
It does.
Refresh
I did
to make
refresh.
Sure.
I did.
56-35. Dubois beats Meadville tonight. I'll take over for a minute.
Hey, by the way, Kane just went into victory formation to run the clock out. And they have remained unbeaten with a 28-20 win over Cowdersport. So that game is now a final score.
You were at the KSAC Large School Division, Chris.
I was.
To remind you where you were.
And it was Montauk all over Punxsutawney, 36-0. Third straight win for the Warriors, but little too late for them because St. Mary's won tonight. So I think that eliminates Montauk from the playoff race. Carn City, 42, Brookville, 6. Believe it or not, that game actually was for the large school division title, but that was pretty much a foregone conclusion, I thought, going in.
Yeah. Hey, that King Counter Sports score, we knew it. It's now officially final.
Well, that's what I just said. when I said they went to victory formation and they ran the clock.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that portion of it. Okay. Whatever works. Continue on.
That's okay. KSAC Small School Division, Clarion with its sixth consecutive shutout, 55-0 over AC Valley. I'm sure they'll remain tied for 10th in the PA Football News top 10. Never mind. Union, late in the fourth quarter, was defeating, or is that game now gone
final? That one is final. 16-12 is the final score. Union beats Keystone 16-12, a final score there. Last score we had on this one, well, actually, this one just coming in, at least to me. Red Bank Valley 61, Clarion Limestone 31, and that was with 4:51 left to play in the fourth quarter. Chris, you like the defense in that one?
Yeah, there that game, I think, had four touchdowns before the game was 5 minutes old.
61-31 again, 4:51 to play in the fourth quarter.
Final score Red from Bank. The Mountain League, Clearfield 56, Phillipsburg Osceola 7. It's sort of a rivalry, but in order to be a rival, you got to win every once in a while. And Phillipsburg was the last team to beat Clearfield in the regular season, like, 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
Something like that. Christian Lezer with 5 touchdowns. Christian Lezer, no longer the quarterback at Clearfield. That's an interesting development. It's been going on over the last half of the season. He had a shoulder injury there for a while, but I think they just decided that they were better off with him at running back than they were at quarterback. But interesting development there. In non-conference, St. Mary's got given fits by Bradford, only beating the Owls 28-20. That's more points than Bradford had
Feldbauer
scored.
Feldbauer back, too, by the
way.
Yeah,
with Feldbauer back, and most points Bradford had scored. Bradford hadn't scored like 20 points in the last 5 weeks combined, I don't think. They had the lead in that game and couldn't hold it. And then in a non-conference game, there was a weird non-conference game because it was in New York State, Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake. I got that right. I was worried about that all week. Chautauqua Lake. Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake is a school in New York State. They're in the state. They're in the playoffs in New York State. This was their bye week. Instead of taking the bye week, they decided to play Cameron County. Hopefully nobody got hurt from Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake in a 35-6 win over the Red Raiders, but that was a strange situation.
Yeah. And so that is the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Before we take our first break here, though, we did have an opportunity a few moments ago to chat with the head coach of the Ridgeway Elkers. Of course, Ridgeway grouped together with Johnsonburg this year in a cooperative agreement. Ridgeway beats Smithport tonight 8-0. And since... Go ahead.
I got a final on that. That Union Keystone game has gone final at 16-12.
Okay, there you go. So 16-12, the final score there. Ridgeway beats Smithport tonight 8-0. And earlier we had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Ridgeway Elkers, Mark Heindel, and so we'll play that interview back for you here in a moment. Time to head out now on the GR Cellular Hotline, and we'll talk with the head coach of the Ridgeway Elkers. It's Mark Heindel, and coach, well, a quick game tonight as this one gets done before the 9 o'clock hour as Ridgeway wins this evening, final score of 8-0 over Smithport. And, coach, certainly a nice win for the Elkers tonight as they're battling for one of those eight playoff spots, specifically one of the three at-large bids. Defensive struggle, I guess, for lack of a better description?
Absolutely. You know, our kids came to play today. And, you know, the last couple weeks, you know, we won against two quality teams in Cowansville and Kane. And, you know, we were in situations there where special teams really cost us to get back into those games. And our kids came, they responded against a very good, well-disciplined Smithport team.
Mark, Chris Rossetti here. Obviously, a huge win for you, considering you were sitting on the outside looking in as you went into tonight. So, obviously, Smithport right there with you now. You had to be pretty happy with the performance you had, and you know, being able to. I saw something on Twitter tonight that it was the third time this year you guys have been tied at zero at halftime. That blew me away. But obviously, being in those close games is something you guys are used to, and at this point of the year, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the last 2 weeks, I keep going back to that, but we struggled pulling it out in those real close games. And tonight, our kids responded there with a great drive coming out at the half, you know, to take control 8-0. And that's something, one of our weaknesses that we really worked on here this week. And the kids showed up here, and they took control second half.
First opportunity we've had to talk to you this year, and I do want to ask you this. How has the co-op worked out? How is the blending of Johnsonburg and Ridgeway and the two schools, how's that been working out for you guys?
Fantastic. You know, the kids have been fantastic through the whole deal. The kids have, the schools have. And, you know, the big thing is it's given kids the opportunity to compete at a different level. And, you know, both programs were struggling over the course of the last couple of years. And, you know, calmer heads came together, and it's worked out fantastic for us. And, you know, here's kids, you know, the last couple of years that week nine will worry about what they were going to do in the offseason. And here we are going into week 10 next week, fighting our tails off for the playoffs. And for a lot of these guys, it's going to be their first experience.
How is, you know, I know that obviously some of the older folks in the community kind of miss having their separate schools, but how has it seemed like the communities have come together in this venture as well for you guys?
Honestly, I think back in March, April, a lot of people were hesitant. And but then once they saw, you know, a lot of the camaraderie that we did, a lot of team activities throughout the summer leading up through. We played two home games over in Johnsonburg. Our junior high and JVs play games. So even though football is technically not in Johnsonburg, really we've tried to make it so that the tradition is still alive over there by playing games. And both communities have really bought into that.
No question. This has obviously been nothing but a positive, and I'm sure other schools around District 9 will take a look at it and want to go forward. You have St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, almost like a Suedo District 9 team. There's number of games they played in District 9 this year, next week. It's obviously a school that you're not maybe all that familiar with, but, you know, obviously it's going to be a big game for you at home next week against them. Talk a little bit about that game.
It's a big game. I mean, they have 18 kids, but they're 18 legitimate kids, and they're going to give us all we can handle. But our kids understand going into next week, pretty much, if we win, we move on, and if not, we go home. And the way that our kids have responded these past weeks, being in these close games, their hearts in it, I guarantee they're going to be playing for week 11.
Well, Mark, congratulations on the big win tonight. That was 8-0 in a game that took less than 2 hours. That's one of the quickest high school football games I can remember, especially for a close game like that. But congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to join us on the GR Cellular Hotline tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
And again, that was the head coach of the Ridgeway Elkers, Mark Heindel, who joined us earlier. Ridgeway defeating Smithport tonight 8-0. That game over by 9 o'clock, so we got him on early. Justin Skiba, our man, was up there at that football game and was able to get the coach for us. So we thank Coach Mark Heindel for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the 8-0 victory over Smithport. Ridgeway looking to claim one of those three at-large bids and make the District 9 Class A playoffs. When we come back, Wyatt Everts of the victorious Carson City Gremlins. They're 8-1. They beat Brookville tonight 42-6. He's joining us after this break. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Explore Galbreath's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbreath's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbreath's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something. Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. Bad coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network. This portion of tonight's show is brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, offering affordable associate degrees in business administration and interdisciplinary studies for high school juniors and seniors and adult students, too. Visit ecuapa.org. A quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. In AML crossover play, Kane over Cattersport 28-20. Otto Eldred beats Elk 22-15. Ridgeway over Smethport 8-0. It was Kernsville 38, Sheffield 14. Bridgeway. Where did I get that one? Brockway and Ridgeway put together. I guess that's what you could call them. Brockway 42, Port Allegheny 18. That score coming in the fourth quarter. Dubois, 56, Meadville, 35. That's a final in District 10, Region 5. And Kasak, large school play, Montauk, 36, Punxsutawney, nothing, final score there. Carn City, 42, Brookville, 6. Kasak, small school division, Clarion, 55, AC Valley, nothing, Union, 16, Keystone, 12. These are all finals. New final coming in here as our All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard will be updating soon with this one as Red Bank Valley beats Clarion Limestone, 68-37 is the final score on that one.
Defensive game of the week.
Mountain League play, Clearfield 56, Phillipsburg, Osceola 7. In non-conference play, St. Mary's 28, Bradford 20, that's the final. Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake in New York beats Cameron County tonight 35-6. We mentioned it in the KSAC large school division as the Carn City Gremlins beat the Brookville Raiders tonight 42-6, and that takes us out now in the GR Cellular Hotline as we talk with Carn City running back Wyatt Everetts. And Wyatt, well, you know, it's a formality, I guess. You played the game tonight, you win it, you claim the large school division. But as you guys, you know, continue to look ahead, things certainly clicking right now offensively and defensively, for that matter, for the Gremlins so far. Congratulations, Wyatt, on the big victory tonight.
Yeah, thank you. It was a nice game out there. We capitalized on a couple turnovers they had, and it surely went our way.
Wyatt, you know, outside of the Clarion game this year, you guys have really been clicking well on offense. And once again, there's so many of you. I know you had two touchdowns tonight, but every week it's a different person stepping up for the Gremlins. Talk about the mentality you guys have to be willing to share the football and not have one star player.
Well, we tell everyone day to day, you know, you could be going and it could be your game. Anyone can get hurt at any moment, so we give everyone reps on offense and everyone reps on defense, and people step up and do the roles nicely, and it falls good for us.
You know, it's as long as I can remember, it's been like that. You know, for probably the last half a decade or so where it's almost become ingrained at Carson City that it's that that team mentality. Does that start at the junior high level, or is that something that only happens once you get to the varsity level?
Low down, even the 7th and 8th grade, they teach you that you're not going to be a main star. It's all about the team, and if the team wins, you win. So it's really nice.
Just talk about the ability to put that Clarion game in week 2 in the rearview mirror quickly. Anytime a team loses 42-7, they might start questioning themselves, but you guys sure the heck didn't. You've come right back and just flowing through the rest of your schedule.
Well, we knew we had a nice schedule ahead of us after that game. We knew that was going to be our deciding game this year, a big tough one, and we just happened to come out on the bottom, but we knew that what our goals were set from last year. So we just set our sights on the next game. We're taking it day by game by game.
You've got a good shot, even with one loss in Kane with zero losses, to get that top seed in the District 9 playoffs. Does the top seed mean anything to you guys, or is it more about just getting into the playoffs and winning once you get there?
Seed to us doesn't mean anything. We just want to take it game by game and win, and just keep winning and show them that we're the top dog.
Got anything, Dustin?
No, that's some good stuff from Wyatt. I certainly appreciate the insights there from the Carson City Gremlins. Wyatt, we wish you the best as you make your way into week number 10 and into the AA playoffs, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Wyatt Everett on the GR Cellular Hotline joining us, Carson City Gremlins running back. Great stuff as always. I've told you before, Chris, I've said this many times, and folks have heard me say it. That's my favorite part of doing this show is getting to talk to the student-athletes that are out
absolutely.
There. And such well-spoken gentlemen that join us on the show, and get some great insights. And one of the things you hit on, and it was something I was going to ask him about, but you hit on it a couple of different times actually, was in my olden days, when I was
your
young.
Olden days.
Yeah, remember when I used to be young and was broadcasting?
Before you turned 25?
Yeah, exactly. Back when I used to broadcast and do play-by-play for games, we covered Carson City a handful of times every year, it seemed, and it was just that constant flow of players into the football game, and it's Coach Conto's way of doing things, and it's interesting to hear Wyatt say it's ingrained in them from 7th grade on.
Yeah, the last real feature back that I can think of down there, maybe Billy Graham. Sure, there might be somebody after that I'm forgetting, but for a long time now, it's just been multiple players who, if they weren't wearing uniforms, you wouldn't know who they were.
Yeah.
And it's been super successful for the Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Conto, obviously, we talk about Larry Weiser, we talk about Tim Ginocchio. Ed Conto's right there with them in terms of great coaches in District 9 and, the success he had at AC Valley and now the success he's having at Carson City and has had at Carson City for a long time now. Although I'm going to say this, I still want to know how your Union team, how Union managed not to get East Brady, because when you look at where Carson City...
Didn't we talk about this Jim Kelly
but when you look, and I actually took the opportunity to look, Dustin, up until Carson City got the kids from East Brady, that was a middle-of-the-road football program.
Yeah.
And since they got those kids from East Brady, it's been a great football program.
Yeah. You're right. I'm not arguing with you.
Meanwhile, Union's gone the other direction.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well since they've had their years here and there. But 1985 obviously was one of the last years of success.
Union, I'm wondering if Lane Cicerelli set a passing record tonight. They didn't really score a whole lot of points tonight.
No.
So it'd be curious to see if he got that school record for passing.
I'll tell you what, his father is actually one of the guys. Of course, the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard doesn't just happen. We have a lot of great folks that are out and about and send us these scores, and that's actually who sends us those scores. So we'll try to get in touch with him and actually check to see if that did happen there. But there was a record broken tonight. Chris,
yeah,
Otto
Eldred, Sam Colbert, according to the River in St. Mary,
sure,
set the school record for, I think it was, career rushing yards at Otto Eldred. Now, unfortunately, I don't know what the number is there. I know Colbert's over 1,000 yards this year. It was real close, if not over 1,000 last year. So he's got at least a couple of thousand career yards up there.
Hey, lots of great stuff tonight. We got to step aside and take a break. When we come back, well, heading toward the top of the hour, we'll set you up for the 10 o'clock hour. Lots of great stuff, including our guests from Punxsutawney High School, coming up in just a few moments. It's all right here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
It's always something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. That coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Ride High School Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Ride House at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com, heading up toward the top of the 10 o'clock hour. As we have our final score coming in, we'll recap the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard for you in just a moment, but the final score comes in AML crossover play. It is Brockway 49, Port Allegheny 24. That's our last final of the night.
Final?
The final of the final. And it's actually the final for the entire final weekend because there are no Saturday games this week, right?
Correct.
Confirm that for me. Okay,
correct.
Good.
All right, Brockway ends last again.
Yeah. 7:30. Yeah, 7:30 kickoff. Last week, of course, that game ended at 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. It was a 7:30 kickoff down at Fort Cherry, and it was a high-scoring game and lots of other stuff, homecoming and so forth. So lots of good stuff in that game. Hey, we got to step aside right now. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive price and quality furniture and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. And by Kate's Hair Studio, get a fantasy global tan at Kate's Hair Studio, 817 Main Street in Clarion. And this is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. I'm Dustin Kiefer. He's Chris Rossetti. So we take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. In AML crossover play tonight, Kane 28, Countersport 20, Otto Eldred 22, Elk County Catholic 15. These are all final scores. Ridgeway 8, Smithport 0. It was Kerwinsville 38, Sheffield 14. This one just going final. Brockway 49, Port Allegheny 24. District 10, Region 5 saw Dubois beat Meadville 56-35. Chris, in the KSAC Large School Division.
Manitow 36, Punxsutawney nothing. Carn City wins the Large School Division title with a 42-6 thumping of visiting Brookville. In the Small School Division, Clarion with its sixth consecutive shutout, seventh shutout on this season. That moves them into sole possession of the second most shutouts in District 9 in the playoff era, which started in 1987. The Smithport team of 92 that went all the way to the state championship game had nine. That's a record I think that definitely within reach for the Bobcats.
Yeah.
Not sure if anybody in District 9 is going to score on them this year.
It doesn't seem like it.
Union 16, Keystone 12. The Golden Knights keep their playoff hopes alive with that victory. Red Bank Valley clinches that second seed, gets back into the District 9 playoffs, thumping Clarion Limestone 68-37. Hashtag no defense. In the Mountain League, Clearfield 56, Phillipsburg Osceola 7. Huge game from Christian Lezer in that contest. Christian, 17 carries for 251 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's from Andy Brinkley. Had Andy on the show a few times this year. He sent those stats over. So big game for Christian Lezer of the Clearfield Bison in their 56-7 win over Phillipsburg Osceola. Non-conference, St. Mary's 28, Bradford 20, and Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake, New York. That's all one. Boy, could you imagine going to that school and having to like say that all the time?
Can you imagine broadcasting for them?
No.
You come up with something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it was Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake, New York 35, Cameron County 6.
There you go, the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. If you coach a team, maybe you own a business and you want to recognize somebody on your team or in your business, check out All American Awards and Engraving and their wide selection online at allamericanhq.com. They'll put just about anything on just about everything. All right. Well, no need to go out on the GR Cellular Hotline this time because in studio with us, we have four young men from Punxsutawney High School. We're joined by Corey Gear, Eli Thompson, Tyler Young, and Joe Roberts. Give you a little idea about why we bring these guys in with us tonight. A few weeks ago, Chris, we actually were the beauty of social media, right? Tweeted at us and said, hey, we do this show. They model it after College Game Day, which you can see on Saturday mornings. And they pick all of the games in the Keystone Shortwave Athletic Conference. And that's a great video. You can find it on YouTube. But these four
actually,
guys...
Actually, they can find it by going to our Twitter account. I just retweeted the last one.
There you go. So
at D9 Sports, you go there.
Perfect.
It's the second to the last tweet that I sent out. So.
But I'll let you guys fight over who wants to do some of the talking. All of them leaned back as soon as I said that. Every one of them leaned backwards as to who it's going to be. But I'll let you guys fight over who it is. But I guess we'll start off first talking a little bit with you guys about the videos that you do. How did the idea come about with you guys doing this particular program?
The idea got started in a class I take called Video Productions. Each week, we have to produce a video, make a video, something that airs in our video announcements. Uh-huh. So it started out, we interviewed players about the games, upcoming games, past games. It got boring after a while. People started to lose interest. So, you know, tried to get creative. We came up, modeled it after College Game Day.
Yep.
We got some fans, people out of classes come, make some noise.
Hey, that's the key right there. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to get people out of class, and everybody loves it, right?
Oh, yeah,
am
definitely.
Am I right there? Okay. Yeah, just checking in. But
mm-hmm. We just modeled it after that, and it's been a great time. Everyone seems to love it.
Yeah, the thing I like about it, you also get the characters. If anybody watches College Game Day and is really familiar with it, you try to tap into a few of the common sayings that the guys like to say on there as well. But talk a little bit more about this show with you guys. You guys have aspirations to go into broadcasting, into journalism, or is it just, you know, class that you looked forward to taking and it was kind of the good thing to do when it came to an assignment for that particular class? Any of you guys have a desire to go into the broadcasting field?
I mean, I don't know about these guys, but I don't think I really do. He asked me to do it. I thought it'd be fun. I didn't even know we were going to be doing it every week. I thought maybe it was just a one-week thing.
Sure.
I really enjoy it, so, I mean, if it could develop into something, I'd be all for it.
Yep. Any of you other guys, or is it looking at other things that you're on your way to?
That's pretty much the same way I feel. I never expected it to amount to this much, but
yeah, it's whatever just, it is, it just is. Just something fun to do, fun for the students.
No doubt about it. Now, you guys also, you know, in picking the games, I mean, does that take a lot of research on your parts? I know Chris and I and the other two guys that do D9Sports.com, Andy and Rich, we spend countless hours, hence the reason why I'm 9 games back. I guess I haven't spent enough countless hours.
Dustin, if you're
week.
Spending countless hours and you're that bad
and
at picking games.
By countless hours, I mean I remember to pick games on Wednesday when it's time to post them and I finally pick them. But beside the point, do you spend a lot of time on the research of these games? Or because there are a lot of different times there are good little tidbits of information that you guys are able to throw out there.
Oh, I get the easy part. I just ask the questions. But
that's good.
We try to stick to teams we know. Makes things easier. So far, I've only missed 2 games. Both happen to be Punxy games. So
you let your heart pick instead of your mind in that case.
Yeah.
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 Normally, I don't make very many smart picks because I just love to choose the underdogs.
Well,
one
hey,
of these
one
weeks I'll be right.
I was just going to say, one of these times, you know, I've been doing that now for, what is this, week 9? I've been doing that for about 8 weeks now, trying to make my
Dustin's
way back
going
in the
D-Dot for the all-time pick. Worst record
no.
in the picks.
Combined guest for the years that we used to have guest picks.
The combined guests don't,
they
count.
Don't count.
They don't
okay.
count, Dustin. You're headed towards the worst.
I've been hanging my hat on combined guests.
You know,
guests
one of the things that makes this video so cool, in my estimation, yes, that's great with the crowd behind and the picking, but it's the crazy outfits these guys wear.
Yeah.
We got Eli over there, and I remember tweeting at Corey after I saw it the first time. He looked like Hunter S. Thompson. And for the younger audience, look up Hunter S. Thompson. He was a journalist from the 70s, a little bit of a crazy dude. But that's what Eli reminded me of. And then when I found out his last name was Thompson, I was like, that couldn't be any better. It just seemed to fit. How did the idea to wear funky costumes come about, guys?
For me, I always look at the movie Anchorman. I get a little bit of inspiration there, and I just love the old style of everything. So
Goodwill, I assume, is also an inspiration
yeah,
for this
Goodwill
as well.
Goodwill is an easy yeah. way to get some great clothes for
cheap. Did we get Goodwill Auto as a sponsor, by the way? Because I think we just gave them a really nice plug there. Hey, we got to step aside here. We're going to take our first break of the 10 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with these guys from Punxsutawney. Of course, they are the D9 Game Day picks. That's what they do each week, and we encourage you to find them. They tweet it out. Of course, we retweet it for you as well. You can follow us at D9 Sports as well. It's Corey, Eli, Tyler, and Joe from Punxsutawney High School. They're coming back with us in just a moment. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show with D9Sports.com. Chris Rossetti here alongside Dustin Kuiper and a host of Punxsutawney Chucks.
Remember their names, Chris? Remember them? Come on, go.
Tom, Tyler,
Joe.
Joe.
You have two of them so far.
Joe, Tyler, Eli.
Yep.
And Corey.
I was going to say, if you can't remember Corey, Corey's the one who got this whole process started. But anyway, back to you, Chris.
But I like the name Joe. Anyhow, let's quickly look at the live scoreboard. Just going to run down the winners here on the All-American Awards and Engraving. HQ, Kane over Cowdy, Otto over Elk, Ridgeway over Smethport, Kerwinsville over Sheffield, Brockway over Port, Dubois over Meadville, Montauk over Punxsy, Carn City over Brookville, Clarion over AC Valley, another shutout there for the Bobcats, Union over Keystone, Red Bank over CL, Clearfield over Phillipsburg Osceola, St. Mary's over Bradford, and Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake, New York over Cameron County. Well, now time to go back out to the GR Cellular hotline. We're going to go up to Brockway, Pennsylvania, and Brockway head coach Frank Zacco, whose team defeated Port Allegheny 49-24 to go to 5-4 on the season. Congratulations, Coach, on the big win over the Gators tonight.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.
I know it's not the same Port Allegheny team as the last few years, but had to have felt good to finally get a victory over Port Allegheny after what they've done to you the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at it to try to get into the playoffs, obviously, and we wanted to win our last two games. We played well against what we thought was pretty well against Fort Cherry. We had some played with some spunk down there, and we wanted to make sure that we beat these guys, beat them pretty good, and make a statement there and go on to Montauk and play well down there.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you, I want to actually step back in time a week and ask you about the Fort Cherry game, because it's not very often that District 9 gets to go head-to-head in the regular season with the WPIAL, and you guys were in that game for three-plus quarters, and Fort Cherry's one of the better teams down there. How do you think District 9 as a whole would stack up with a team like Fort Cherry?
You know, obviously the Whippeal has just got some really, really, really good schools. We played with them. It was 45-34, and we had two shots to score on them in the third quarter. And, we turned it over on downs on one and fumbled on another. So we played well. I mean, overall, I guess the D9, it'd be tough. Kane would have a pretty good shot down there this year, and obviously Clarion would have a good shot this year, but...
Yeah, and I guess that's what I mean by District 9. I guess I should clarify and say the top teams in District 9, how you've played both Kane and Fort Cherry. How do you feel those two teams stack up with each other?
Oh, that'd be a great game. Kane, Fort Cherry would have been a great game, no doubt about it. I don't know who would have won, but it would have been a great game.
And for those who don't know, Fort Cherry defeated Manesson, which is the team that ended that Clareton long win streak. They're all in the same conference. They're all 7-1. Not a whole lot of separation there. So it gives folks maybe a good District 9 perspective on what to expect when we start heading towards the state playoffs. And for your team, even though you lost the game, was that a great experience to step up in competition level like that?
No doubt. I mean, it's early in the season when we heard that we were going to have that game, it was one of those things where I thought from an experience standpoint, these kids, again, you're talking about District 9, when are they ever going to see or play a Whitfield team other than if they get to the playoffs? And I thought it would be a great experience all around. They could take it in, they did. I mean, they took it all in and played hard, played their hearts out, and something they'll always keep with them.
No question. And then talk about where you guys stand as a football team right now. I know it's been maybe a little bit more of an up-and-down year than you would have liked, but there were a lot of – everybody saw Alex Schaefer Doan coming back, and we're like, oh, Brockway. But you had to replace a lot of guys on the offensive line. And talk about how your offensive line has matured as the season's gone on.
Well, they're getting better each week, in our opinion. I mean, tonight they played really, really well. I thought, they still have their moments where, they're still young and still, make young mistakes. But by and large, they played well tonight. They're getting better each week. And, Doan helps. There's no doubt about it, because when we're in trouble and, something breaks down, Doan breaks out. But they're definitely getting better. And, you know, it's we knew what we had this year, and we knew we were going to be young, and we had to, play up a little bit. So they're getting better, and that's all we can ask for.
Talk a little bit about the season that Alec is having. District 9's leading passer, also showing an ability to run the ball maybe a little bit more than he has in the past. Really having a standout season for you guys.
Yeah, Alec, we obviously knew, and everybody, when you go into the season, the kids that are going to stand out on each team pretty much. And we knew that, Alec and Anthony Benson and Isabella, Tony Isabella, were going to be the main three that we were going to have to depend on. And Alec has just been, just great all season long. He was nicked up early, about midway through the season, against the Ridgeway game. We didn't know if he was even going to play that game. But he had a little bit, where he's dealing with an injury for a couple of games there. But he's played with a lot of heart and played great.
No question. He went into tonight needing 41 yards to get 2,000 on the season. I'm assuming he got those 41 yards passing tonight.
Yeah, I think he had about 300 tonight.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good game again from the senior. A lot has been made out of the Johnsonburg Ridgeway co-op, but you guys have been co-oping for a long time with Dubois Central Catholic, and Alec is actually a Dubois Central Catholic kid. Talk a little bit about your guys' experience with the co-op with Dubois Central and how that works for you.
It's been great. I mean, it helped us, obviously it helps with the numbers. We get a few. Yeah, we probably get a half a dozen kids or so that come over and play. It started, real kind of basic. I think there was maybe one kid that came over the first year, and now it's it just feels like the two schools have kind of merged together in a way in terms of the football program. They come over and get along, and there's no cliques or anything. I mean, it's just it just kind of blends very well with us. So it's a great thing.
Everybody in Brockway had to be pretty happy a couple years ago when the PIAA said you only had to count half of the co-op population of male students, and that helped you guys drop back down to single A, which is probably where you belong.
Yeah, I mean, you can make an argument both directions in that one there. Single A has more teams that obviously enter from this area. Double A, to win a district championship in Double A, I remember when we were in Double A a few times, we would... I think we would, in some cases, I think I remember three teams playing. We'd have a bye in the first week, and then two and three would play, and then the next game was a district championship. So
no question.
There's a trade-off there.
I can think of some really great Double-A title games between Brockway and Carson City. I remember one down at Red Bank Valley. I think it was like 13-6 or 13-7 or something like
14-7, and one of our coaches scored in the pylon in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I guess it just says how long I've been around it. You're now saying he's one of your coaches. So.
You and me both, bud.
Hey, Frank, I appreciate the time. First time we've gotten a chance to talk to you this year. Glad we were able to get you on tonight. And good luck next week at Montauk. And hopefully for you guys, you've got a trip into the District 9 playoffs now and an opportunity to maybe make some noise there as well.
Thank you. Thanks again, guys.
No problem. That was Frank Zacco on the GR Cellular Hotline.
All right, there you go. Quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard for you. Kane, 28. Countersport, 20. Ottawa Eldred, 22. Elk County Catholic, 15. It was Ridgeway, 8. Smithport, 0. Kerwinsville, 38. Sheffield, 14. Brockway, just heard from head coach Frank Zacco, beats Port Allegheny tonight, 49-24. District 10, Region 5. Dubois, 56. Meadville, 35. In the CASAC Large School Division, Montauk, 36. Punxsutawney, 0. Carson City, 42. Brookville, 6. Carson City wins that CASAC Large. CASAC Small. Clarion, 55. AC Valley, nothing. Union, 16. Keystone, 12. Red Bank Valley claims that second automatic berth out of the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference, 68-37 win over Clarion Limestone. In the Mountain League, Clearfield, 56. Phillipsburg, Osceola, 7. In non-conference play, St. Mary's, 28. Bradford, 20. And Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake. Interesting here, Chris. Actually, just got a text from our good friend J.J. Michaels, who is with the various stations in the St. Mary's, the Hound, WKBI, and so forth, says that as we were discussing having to say both of those names, it's actually a cooperative agreement is the reason why. So it's actually two schools together. That's not all one school name. There's Maple Grove, and then there's Chautauqua Lake, and the two football teams got together. So that
does some explaining. Well, they should do what Ridgeway and Brockway do. Just pick a name.
Yeah, I'm glad
just
we
pick
didn't,
a name.
Glad we didn't have to say Ridgeway-Johnsonburg all year long this year. But Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake, whoever they want to be. 35 Cameron County, 6 is the final score to pass along to you on the All-American Awards Engraving Scoreboard.
Hey, one thing we didn't mention, Dustin, is that loss by Punxsutawney to Manitou means that Bradford is in the District 9 Class AAA Championship game, having won one game on the field this year.
They have two wins because
there's a forfeit over Oral City. Yep. Punxsutawney has 3 wins. I'm not saying Punxsutawney really belongs in that game either, because they really don't. Let's be truthful. They've got 3 wins.
And now,
but a team that's won 3 games on the field should so much be in a championship game over a team that's won 1 game. And that game was against winless Kennedy Catholic.
And you have a Punxsutawney team now that they go and play Northern Bedford. Actually,
they host
Northern Bedford next week. That's the agreement with a chance to get into the
regional playoffs.
Johnstown was losing big in the fourth quarter to Forest Hills.
This entire idea of a District 9 championship game.
In AAA.
When it doesn't count for anything, when it doesn't mean anything, is just dumb. It's just dumb, and District 9 should get rid of it. But, you know, you've got politics involved. Oh, we can't lose our championship. Well, when it's a championship that involves a team that has one actual win on the football field, it may be time to re-examine what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's point system is what you're talking about, of course, there.
And because, a really dumb point system.
Because that's the way it's determined.
Where it rewards Bradford, in this case, for playing a bunch of teams that were higher in classification than Punxsutawney. Mind you, didn't beat any of those teams. Not one of them. Right. I mean, they got the forfeit over Royal City, but they didn't beat any of those teams.
Right.
But hey, well, why should you have to beat somebody to play for a championship? I mean, you know, in technicality here, we're talking about a Bradford team that has 1 win on the field.
Yeah.
Against a Clearfield team that's got 9 wins on the field. And Bradford could actually, you know, in some miracle of miracles, win that game. And there's Clearfield, who would have been 9-1. Who's not a District 9 champion, but Bradford, who's
a
District 9 champion with 2 wins. Bradford doesn't go to the state playoffs. Clearfield goes to the state playoffs. Clearfield could win a PIAA title.
The sub-regional,
Win the sub-regional and then go all the way on and win a PIAA title and not be District 9 champions.
Yes.
How dumb is that?
Yeah,
that might be the dumbest thing of all time.
Is it going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen. But the fact that it could happen is what's dumb.
I see exactly
what's dumb. It's right there exactly with volleyball, and this isn't a volleyball show, but they're holding a true second place game in Class A, and just go to the blog, folks. D9 Sports.
Are you going to hold the Triple R Roadhouse Tuesday mid-afternoon volleyball show this week?
We should.
Why not?
We should just hold a District 9.
It's not a bad idea,
what's
actually
wrong with District 9 when it comes to postseason?
Which, that's, by the way, actually worth mentioning here, too, is the D9 Sports, of course, being a volunteer website, mostly a volunteer website, focuses on football and the basketballs. However, the blog, d9sports.wordpress.com, devoting time to the playoffs.
Which you can get to from d9sports.com.
Yeah, exactly. We are devoting time to the playoffs for soccer stuff has been posted on there, golf results as well, tennis stuff as they've been sent to us too, and so as well as volleyball. So all of those brackets, everything has been shared online, and you can keep up to date on all of the local happenings there. So if you're following volleyball, that's a great place to look if you want to know what's going on across District 9 as well.
We just got a tweet, and I can't read the whole tweet because it's X-rated, but it's basically how the blank is there a championship game with a 1-win team in Bradford. I wish I could answer that, but I don't have an answer for that. You're going to have to go and ask the District 9 committee that. And, you know, on top of that, Bradford is the reason we have this point system, because they were so worried about Punxsutawney having a better record than them against a quote unquote lesser schedule and so forth. And then they tried to give up their forfeit points earlier in the week. There was talk that they didn't want to take those points, and why should they have to take those points? Well, you know what, Bradford? You get what you sow. You reap what you sow.
Yep.
And you probably deserve to lose to Clearfield by 100 next week. If I'm the Bison, I might not call off the dogs, because somebody somewhere along the line is going to have to show how dumb this system is.
That's the AAA playoffs. Double A, Class A. Talk about that in the second part of the 10 o'clock hour here, Chris, as well as talk with our guys from Punxsutawney. We are at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. Let's pause 10 seconds. Let our stations identify themselves. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
always something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. That coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Right House from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Right House at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, by All American Awards and Engraving, by Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, by Bauer Truck Repair. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Smathers Insurance Agency, Carly Tire, Galbreast Furniture, GR Cellular. Tonight's show brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, and by Kate's Hair Studio. And this portion of tonight's show is brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, affordable associate degrees in business administration and interdisciplinary studies for high school juniors and seniors and adult students, too. Classes offered in your backyard through interactive TV Act now for spring session before your seat is gone. Check them out online at ecuapa.org. Chris, I think it's only appropriate here with our four visitors from Punxsutawney High School, Corey Gear, Eli Thompson, Tyler Young, and Joe Roberts. Remember those names? Corey, Eli, Tyler, Joe. I think it's only appropriate that we throw them right into it.
I thought you told me one of their names wasn't Joe. I'm confused.
No, it's Joe.
Well, then how
Made up a name like Tom or Travis or something like that, or Ezekiel. I don't remember what it was. But you threw something out there that wasn't right. Whatever the case, I think what we need to do with them right now, we got to get them involved. We interviewed them, talked a little bit about their game day show that they do, and do their D9 picks. I think it's time for one of them to do, because, you know, we got to relax for a minute here. So how about these guys do the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard for us? Doesn't that make the most sense at this point, right, Chris? Can you get the computer shifted over to them? How about I start it?
No, hold on. Okay. We're almost there. There we go.
All right. So, gentlemen, you guys fight over it, whatever you want to do, but they're going to roll us through the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard and get you caught up on what's going on.
An AML crossover action tonight. We got Kane 28, Cattersport 20, Otto Eldred 22, Elk County Catholic 15, Barnburner in Smithport, Ridgeway 8, Smithport 0. At Kerwinsville, big win over Sheffield today, 38-14. Brockway 49, Port Allegheny 24. In District 10, Region 5 action, Dubois wins 56-35 over Meadville. KSAC Large School Division, Punxsy gets shut out by Montauk, 36-0. Carnes City with another big win over Brookville today, 42-6.
Is that where the guys behind you would have been in Punxsutawney High School gym or the Punxsutawney hallway, I think is where your last one
was? Last week we got kicked out of the gym.
Okay.
Which was sad.
Okay, yeah. But hey, whatever works. I mean, actually, I kind of like the more enclosed environment. I think
made it look nice. Like there's more people there.
Yeah. But anyway, continue on. Sorry for interrupting. I don't remember where you were either.
Yeah, you're at the Carnes City Brookville.
There we go.
At Carnes City, big win over Brookville, 42-6. KSAC Small School Division, Clarion 55, AC Valley 0. Union with the win over Keystone, 16-12. Red Bank Valley 58, Clarion Limestone 37.
68.
Excuse me.
Close enough. Red Bank won.
Yeah.
Wins and losses, that's all that matters.
Mountain Lake action, Clearfield with big win over Phillipsburg Osceola, 56-7. Some non-conference action tonight. St. Mary's 28, Bradford 20. Maple Grove, Chattanooga Lake.
Chautauqua.
I wish you guys would have gave me a heads up on that one. Anyway, they win 35-6 over Cameron County.
Well, there's a reason we didn't give you the heads up, because we were starting to worry that Jake Bauer was going to fire us and hire you.
Yeah.
So we needed you to mess
you
up
guys,
one of those names.
Yeah, the interview with Frank Zaka, we heard you guys planning the overthrow of the show. Only have 2 weeks left after this week, though,
so I guess
we don't have too much.
I'm going to put you guys on the spot, and there's four of you, and you each have to give me an answer, sort of like you do on your game day show. We're heading into week 10. We sort of know how the playoffs are going to filter out. I'm going to ask you who you think is going to win each of the three classifications. I'm going to skip over the District 9 Class AAA Championship game because you know how I feel about that, and go into that regional championship
game.
No,
I don't think we – never
that's,
mind.
That's one we can get right, though. We're guaranteed one, right?
Yeah, you would be – okay, you can do both the regional and AAA. How's that?
Okay.
All right, but we'll start with Class Quad A. Dubois State College and Mifflin County are probably going to be the three teams in the playoffs. Who do you think's winning? We'll start with Joe.
I think I'm going to have to go with State College on that one.
Eli?
I like Dubois. I like the people from Dubois, and I think they're going to come out on top.
Is it legal for people from Punxsy to like people from Dubois?
Somewhat.
Okay. Just checking.
It's frowned upon.
A few exceptions. But anyway, Dubois with their high-powered offense.
I'm going to have to go with State College taking this one.
Okay, AAA, we'll give you the easy one first. Clearfield or Bradford?
All this of you at big. Once. Ready? One, two, three.
Clearfield. Bradford.
That's right. You're the underdog picker, right? Yep.
When you get into that regional, it looks like Punxsy's got a shot still there. University Prep out of the Pittsburgh City League. Clearfield and Somerset. Who do you guys think is going to win the regional?
I think it's going to come down to University Prep, Clearfield. I'm going to have to go with University Prep there.
It's
going to be Punxsutawney all the way. And that you can take straight to the bank.
Obviously, Clearfield playing really well this year. I like them.
Oh, it's no doubt Clearfield.
Class double A, we're looking at Carnes City, Kane, Brookville, or St. Mary's.
Definitely have to go with Carnes City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gremlins all the way.
Carnes City.
Yeah, Carnes City and their high power.
Ooh, look at that. Unanimous choice
for
Carnes City.
They're not
going to
be happy with that with those Pugsy kids up there in Kane.
I was going to say.
In Class A, we got eight teams. There's probably about 12 of them still alive. Mm-hmm. But who do you think's winning Class A?
Obviously, we got to go with Clarion here.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, it's going to be another shutout.
In this case, Dustin, and I don't mean to put down the rest of the Class A teams, but I think that's more intriguing to me than whether Clarion wins the title is whether they give up another point this year.
I mean,
they're going to give up a point
you're
in the
right.
state playoffs, but
somewhere
I mean
along the way,
in District 9.
Sure.
Are they going to give up another point in District 9?
Kernsville might score a touchdown against them. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm not.
I was just
going to
say,
yeah.
Look, it's a very throw Clarion out, and you have an extremely, extremely competitive,
yeah, absolutely.
District 9 Class A
field.
Well,
and Clarion does have the shutout jinx going against them. They've got 7 shutouts. There's been 9 teams now that have had at least 6 shutouts since the playoff era started in 1997.
And
of those 8 teams that started, only 2 of them. And only one of them in Class A, Smethport in 92, Red Bank Valley in Double A in 96, have won the District 9 title. It's unbelievable. When you sit there and think about these teams with all these shutouts during the regular season, get into the playoffs, and can't win. And that includes the Clarion team in 2000, which was just every bit as good defensively as this Clarion team is. And they came up short 23-0 to Kerwinsville. So I think there's a curse. I really think there's a curse. It's Halloween. There's a curse.
It's going to be interesting to see that. You two guys, we didn't finish it off, but both Clarions?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're not slowing down.
I think it's going to be hard for the opposing team to win with 0 points.
That is a good fact, especially in the day and age
this
of
is
no
why
time.
You guys are the professionals, and you are on video. They only let our voices go across the radio. That's the reason why.
Dustin, the real reason why is that we would be breaking the
cameras whenever
so
we saw
let's
them.
Let's be honest there.
Hey, back to a quick chat with you guys, just real quick. You guys, obviously during football season, you wouldn't be up here if you were playing football, but you guys participate in other sports down there at Punxsutawney High School? Guys, we'll start.
Oh, I play golf and tennis, no contact sports.
Like it. I'm a former golfer myself.
That's I like to choose one easy sport and one hard sport, so I play hockey and golf.
Wait, Punxy's got a hockey team?
No, I play down in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really too bad because I love hockey.
Yeah, we
should
did.
Have a few rinks. We need a few rinks around District 9.
I agree.
What's the close one, Indiana? I mean.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so. 45 minutes. Katanning has one, but I don't know.
It depends on where you're. Yeah, it depends on where you're living.
Exactly. Exactly.
I play golf, basketball, and baseball.
I'm strictly basketball. That's my sport.
Okay, guys, going to put you on the spot. How are the Chucks going to be in basketball this year?
Great.
We should be pretty good. I mean, we got 7 returning seniors and 3 returning starters, and I think we'll do pretty good this year.
I think this is a year where our bench will really help us out this year. I mean, we'll bring at least 2 seniors off the bench, 2 juniors that had experience last year.
Yeah, we got a lot of younger kids that can help us out a lot this year.
I think with me and Eli leading the student section, it's going to be hard for us to lose at home.
Question. You going to do some type of production during basketball season as well? It's a little bit harder to do a picks type of production during basketball season, but what are you gonna put out there for us, guys?
We already got it planned out. We got a couple replacements for our basketball players here, so there's no favoritism.
Yeah, we don't want to go
fair and balanced.
Don't want them talking about themselves.
Yeah, we just don't want to go out there and make picks against teams we're going to be playing. I just don't think that'd be right.
Yeah, it's probably a good point. Hey, guys, we really, really appreciate you guys joining us tonight on the show. I probably speak for you two in saying this, that what you guys are doing there at Punxsutawney is awesome. I mean, it's taking the initiative, and it's a really innovative idea. I mean, it's something that we haven't seen from anybody across District 9.
That's your challenge, District 9. Come up with something better now.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
We like what we got going.
That challenge is you, yeah. You gotta get above them. But, you know, I love seeing that. I love seeing the what you guys are doing with that and putting that out there. And the best part is seems like you're having a lot of fun with it. and it makes it a lot of fun for us to watch it. So we really appreciate you guys coming up and joining us here tonight, and hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for the food from Roadhouse.
Yeah, Triple R Roadhouse.
Great
wings, great chips.
Hey, if you're ever up in Clarion, come eat there. You know,
we're gonna edit that out and make it a commercial for the Triple R Roadhouse.
We should edit that out and make it a
there
commercial.
There you go.
It's not free advertising. They are paying for the show.
Yeah,
so.
But anyway. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, that was Corey Gear, Eli Thompson, Tyler Young, Joe Roberts. You can find their videos each week.
If you're watching the video, from left to right, it goes Joe, Tyler, Corey, and Eli.
Is that right?
That's right.
If you're watching the video.
Well, yeah, if you're watching the video. If you're sitting on the table.
Yeah, anyway. But yeah, so Corey, Eli, Tyler, Joe, just really appreciate them. Coming up.
Hey, Dustin, when we come back after, I know we got to get a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
When we come back, we got a really special in-studio guest.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's not Andy Close, folks. It's not that special. But
it's close.
That's coming up. We got to step aside. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll finish off the last portion of the show with a little bit of playoff talk with our very special guest. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's all something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. Bad coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. Part of the EYT Media Network, live inside the Clarion Mall tonight, southern part of District 9. A big hello tonight, week number 9, to our 5 affiliate stations and those listening in, WHKS in Port Allegheny 94.9, WFRM AM 600 in Catter-Sport, Cool 103.3 FM in Brookville, 104.1 WPXE in Punxsutawney, and WCCR 92.7 FM in Clarion, C93 FM, as well as those folks tune in online, D9Sports.com, and on the Live 365 app. Lots of different ways that you can find us, and we certainly are excited to have you all along and tuned in here tonight. Time to take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard, and I'll take care of that. As said, AML crossover play tonight, it was Kane 28, Countersport 20, Otto Eldred 22, All County Catholic 15, Ridgeway 8, Smithport 0, Kerwinsville 38, Sheffield 14, Brockway 49, Port Allegheny 24. District 10, Region 5 saw Dubois beat Meadville tonight 56-35. Anybody interested in that District 10, Region 5? I know a big one tonight. Oil City had one loss in the region because of that forfeit loss to Bradford, but 4-0 Slippery Rock, 3-1 Oil City. Met tonight. Slippery Rock leading by three scores at one point in the third quarter, I believe, was the last score that I saw on that one. Looked like they were in control of that football game. Don't have a final score for you on it, but looked like Slippery Rock was in control. That Slippery Rock team at 9-0 now. Pretty stout squad in District 10. So keep an eye on them as you make your way through the playoffs there. Anyway, District 10, Region 5, the score involving a District 9 team saw Dubois beat Meadville tonight 56-35. In the large school division, Montauk 36, Punxsutawney 0, Carn City 42, Brookville 6. In the small school division, Clarion 55, AC Valley nothing. So Clarion continues with the shutout streak. They're 9-0. Union continues to battle for a District 9 Class A playoff spot. They beat Keystone tonight 16-12. Red Bank Valley 68, Clarion Limestone 37. That win over CL gives the Bulldogs that second automatic spot out of the KSAC Small School Division. So they will be the number 3 seed in the District 9 playoffs because of the preseeding that District 9 Class A does. Mountain League play, Clearfield 56, Phillipsburg Osceola 7. Non-conference play, St. Mary's 28, Bradford 20. Maple Grove, Chautauqua Lake beat Cameron County tonight 35-6. Here are some of the things that we know for week number 10. That is that Clearfield is going to play Bradford in the District 9 Class AAA Championship game.
Why?
Which, again, has no effect on what happens with the District, 5, 6, 8, 9 sub-region that they have. But we'll clear up that picture for you as the week goes on. In the AML Championship game will be Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Kane. The Sheffield Wolverines, the AML North champions, will play Kane for the AML Championship.
We'll have people at both of those games, Dustin.
Yeah.
We'll have Justin Skiba up at the AML title game, and we will have Andy Close at that Bradford Clearfield Championship.
Speaking of Justin Skiba, how about Justin Skiba tonight? He goes up to Ridgeway for us to cover that game. Ridgeway beats Smithport tonight 8-0. That game ends at like 7:30. Half an hour game. No, it was actually, 8:51 is what we determined.
Yeah.
That's when we said it ended. That's when we got our final score update. So we tell him, hey, you got to drive through Brockway on your way home, right? Because he lives down here in the southern part of District 9. And you got to drive through Brockway. If you drive through town and the football field's right there, you can see the scoreboard. If you still see the lights on and the scoreboard on and there's still time, pull in there. He did. He got us the coach. Mark Heindel at Ridgeway. He got us coach Frank Zacco at Brockway. That's a heck of a night for Justin Skiba, is it not?
He was clutch.
He's a better umpire, but he's good at that too.
Who's that guy? It's Rich Rhodes. Rich Rhodes joins us in studio here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. So those are the two things that we know coming up for next week.
Rich Rhodes, who got a shout out on the river tonight out of St. Mary's. He did.
Yeah,
he got a big shout out.
What'd I do?
You did a fantastic job on the District 9 preview. They went
playoff scenarios.
Yeah, the playoff scenarios at halftime on the river tonight.
Well, here, you know, we talk all year about milestones. I like to find those milestones, you know, for the previews. My milestone, I want to try to get to 20,000 words for the season in next week's blog. So I don't know how many more words I have to do, but it's reachable.
20,000 words on just next week's preview?
No. 20,000 words for the season.
I'm not reading it, Rich. I always read them every week.
10 weeks, okay. 20,000 words. Right. So I'm going to try to do it.
I was nervous, Rich.
I got to add it up. That's how crazy I am.
Anyway, that's what we know so far. Now, Class AA, let's just look at, we've talked about AAA in detail. So we'll switch gears to AA. Carn City Kane, right? You have Carn City 8-1, Kane 9-0.
Well, Carn City pretty much has won.
Carn City has won unless they lose
to Marion Center, and I don't think Marion Center is good. So no. If they lose to Marion Center,
they don't deserve the one.
They don't deserve.
So
the
if
one.
We're going to take some assumptions here, which you can in paper, but we can talk about assumptions, right?
Yeah.
Carn City would be 1. Kane's probably going to be 2.
Win or lose.
And Rich, how do you feel about a no loss team being the second seed over a 1-loss team?
How long do we have to talk and debate about that, Chris? You're
setting me up. 5.5 minutes. Make it short.
Actually, if it's just a 1-win 1-loss difference, then you can get into strength of schedule and all that stuff. So I don't have as much of a problem with that.
I have a little bit of you didn't ask me, but I'll share mine. I have a little bit of indifference with it, only because... Actually, now I'm questioning
only
myself.
Because
do they play at home game?
Yeah, they play home games.
But it doesn't matter at the 1-2 spot there. I mean, I guess I would
it
feel...
It probably matters more to Brookville in St. Mary's than it
sure.
does to Carnes.
Yeah, they both play Carnes City. I don't think they want to play them again if they don't have to.
Right.
And it looks like the Raiders are probably the team sitting... Well, maybe not. Now St. Mary's might be sitting in a position not to have to play Carnes City again. And frankly, Kane... I don't mean to rip on them. I mean, I'm not really ripping on them, but they have not played well the last couple weeks against teams that they really should have had an easier time against than what they did. And I don't know if it's because they're bored or did they peak early or what's happening there.
Well, I mean, the 8-point win over Catterport tells you, maybe they're not the favorite anyway.
I mean, it makes you start wondering if Sheffield's got a shot in that game next week.
Yep.
Or was Kane just playing around and maybe playing a bunch of different guys? You know, not being there,
you don't know what's
going on.
Yep. Brookville and St. Mary's are going to be the other two teams. Brookville is going to be 3. St. Mary's is going to be 4.
Yeah, that win for St. Mary's was big for them tonight. They needed it.
You mentioned Sheffield. That transitions us then to Class A. Now, Sheffield winning that AML championship game throws everything for a loop. If they win that game next week against Kane.
Yeah, you're looking at Sheffield being anywhere from a 2 seed to an 8 seed. Well,
yeah.
I don't know if they can be an 8 seed. No, yeah, I think they still can be an 8 seed. But they could be anywhere from 2 to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's the number one confusing item.
This is what
please help me there, Doug.
Confusing.
It's cold out. My mouth still isn't thawed out.
Okay. The number one confusion item?
Confusing item of the playoffs is Sheffield. How do they win a division and finish 8? Well, we don't have enough time right now to get over.
Yeah,
you might have talked about that already.
Say,
that is interesting.
We tend to talk about that next week, which we'll have detailed coverage from that AML championship game. But here's what it looks like. Clarion's locked in at 1. Red Bank's locked in at 3 as the two KSAC small school division teams. Sheffield wins the AML title game. They're in as 2. If they lose, then they just go in as any other team that's in there. Let's talk a loss for the sake of discussion.
Well,
right
then Kerwin,
now,
Kerwinsville would go in as 2.
Kerwinsville is going to go in as 2. And then you have right now at 5-3, Brockway and Smethport. That's 5-3 in AML games. Those are your two, unofficially, those are your two teams that get in automatically from the AML. And then that takes you to what? As the at-large teams, you're going to have Sheffield in the mix right now at 5-4. You have Catterport at 4-5. You have Port Allegheny, Ridgeway and Union also at 4-5. So that's an interesting portion right there, too, for that final at-large bid. Of course, what does that person get to do in week one of the playoffs?
They get to play Clarion.
It's play Clarion.
And decide not to play, and then you have a 17.
How about this one, though?
And then if that happens, you're going to see Chris Rossetti go
and
off
then we
like
have,
you've never seen
I was going to say week 11 show. Our final show is going to be a fun one. But Catterport at 4-5, Ridgeway at 4-5, Union at 4-5. Catterport doesn't play next week. Ridgeway hosts St. Joseph's Catholic Academy. Catterport, at least last I heard this week, even checking with our contacts up there, open schedule from the beginning and still not playing.
Well, and the way that I read the rules, Dustin, they cannot add a team and have it count at this point.
Okay, right now they can't.
They could add a team, but it's not going to count by the rules because for this very reason, so that you get to like drop teams or add teams.
So Ridgeway at 4-5 plays St. Joe's and Union is hosting Cambridge Springs next week, is what the schedule looks like there. So that's going to be a very interesting week, especially it's got to be rough for Catterport to have to sit there, right, Rich? And watch everybody else play.
Well, the learning process here is you probably should schedule a 10th game. I mean, it's only going to hurt you.
Why teams don't schedule a 10th game is completely beyond me.
Port and Otto Eldred are 3-6 and may or may not be in it or out of it, depending on when you look at some of the points.
Isn't the dust still settling here? I think we can sort out some of this after we move.
I know how we're going to do this. Everybody, Thursday, go to d9sports.com, read Rich Rhodes' preview. It'll have it
I
guarantee it.
We did exactly what we needed to do for you, and that was to give you an idea of what we know right now. And now everybody needs to get their calculators out.
Chris just tells me what to write, and then I get credit for it.
Crunching numbers, so, hey, that all works.
But you also get credit when I screw up like I did with Red Bank already being in and not really being in.
Nobody saw that, right? We corrected it.
Actually, when they talked about it today, they had the wrong copy.
Hey, Rich, we appreciate you stopping by tonight as we wrap up the show.
I just came for wings, just got on the air by chance.
Good. Hey, eat some more. There's still quite a few left there. Hey, that's going to do it for the week number 9 edition of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show here on D9Sports.com. A big time thank you to Corey Gear, Eli Thompson, Tyler Young, Joe Roberts from Punxsutawney High School for coming up and joining us tonight. We appreciate them joining us, and really great stuff that they're doing down there at Punxsutawney. Head coach Mark Hindo of Ridgeway, head coach Frank Zacco of Brockway, a thank you to them for joining us after their victories this evening. Wide Everts running back from Carin City joined us tonight, all part of the GR Cellular Hotline, and we thank them for their time as well. Don't forget, this week, check in d9sports.com throughout the week for updates, and you can follow them on Twitter as well for updates on the playoff scenario as we head into the final week of the season, week number 10. The Week 10 show, big week coming up, the Class AAA Championship game in District 9. Clearfield takes on Bradford, and of course the AML Championship game as the Kane Wolves face the AML North champion, Sheffield Wolverines. For all of those folks, Rich Rhodes, my broadcast partner Chris Rossetti, this is Dustin Kiefer saying so long for week number 9. This has been the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we'll see you in the final week of the regular season, week number 10.